Radio 4. Afternoon Theatre.
The stately homes of England, how beautiful they stand, to prove the upper classes have still the upper hand, though the fact that they have to be rebuilt and frequently mortgaged to the hilt is inclined...
The Chiltern Hundreds by William Douglas Hume. With Roland Culver, Peggy Ann Wood, Lawrence Payne, Jack Watson, and Tim Fearon. The Chiltern Hundreds.
...have made us frightfully brave. And though if the Van Dykes have to go and we pawn the Bechstein brand, we'll stand by the stately homes of England.
The scene, the sitting room of Lister Castle, one of the stately homes of England. The time, the summer of 1945, on the day after the general election. Lady Lister is writing a letter. Lord Lister sits reading a sporting magazine. June, a young visitor from the American Embassy, rests on the sofa.
This fella says rabbits are most fond of those shrubs which grow within their reach. Dashed interesting.
I don't suppose the poor things know how nice the others taste. I think you should have gone with Tony, June. It would have given him moral support.
Oh, hell. I couldn't go and watch a walkover like this. I want to see a fight.
I always used to go with Joe and hear the Count.
As far as I remember, dear, you used to wear a skirt. June, you wouldn't have dressed like that if my father had been alive.
If your father had been alive, Joe, I don't suppose you would have kept a rifle in the sitting room.
Got to, my dear girl, in self-defense. My dear June, my father had 18 gardeners, 10 footmen, and 6 keepers here. Forked out $1,000 a year to keep the rabbits off the borders. Now, after 3 damn wars, I've got no gardener, 1 gamekeeper who is an ex-conscientious objector and faints when he sees a rabbit in a snare.
You've still got Beecham, dear.
That damn fella.
I love Beecham. He's just swell. He's England, Joe.
He may be England, but he's damned expensive.
I do hope Tony's one. Where's the radio tires? It should be through by lunchtime, shouldn't it?
I take no part in party politics. I haven't done for 20 years.
But Joey's your son.
The Labour fellow's somebody's son as well. He's very sound, I say.
I hope so. I voted for him.
Say, what is this? Joe, you didn't vote against your only son.
I haven't got a vote. In England, we disfranchise lunatics and peers.
Not peeresses?
Not under the second heading, anyway. It's up to the medical authorities to decide whether some of them come under the first.
What makes Tony stand conservative if you're both like this?
Oh, Tony's really young. He's got lots of time to learn.
Don't you realize what's happening today? Tony, your son and heir, is fighting an election that's been won since Cromwell's time by the eldest son of the family.
That's right, dear. What will Tony do if he gets beaten, Jeff?
No, he won't get beaten, Moll. The seat's been Tory since Queen Anne.
Joe, Queen Anne's dead.
And the opposition parties hold 100 seats. Here's the state of the parties up to 12 o'clock this morning. Conservatives, 22. Nationals, 1. Liberal Nationals, 1. Labour, 99.
Damn.
Independent, 1. The party gains and losses are as follows. Conservative gains, 1. Losses, 45.
You see? There's going to be a
Labour
change.
Gains,
I knew
48.
It, Joe. Oh, how losses. Horrid people are. I can't listen anymore.
Poor Mrs. Churchill. Perhaps Mrs. Churchill voted Labour, Moll.
She couldn't have.
Well, you did, dear.
Yes, I know, but I've been Labour all along. Now, listen, Joe. Are these letters all right? This is if Tony wins. Dear Mr. Claghorn, as you know, my husband, being Lord Lieutenant of the County, takes no part in party politics. We therefore feel able to write and say how much we appreciate the spirit in which you fought the election, and we hope that you'll come and see us any time you care to call. And this is if he wins. Dear Miss Claghorn, as you know, my husband, etc., 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 we feel able to write and congratulate you on your victory over our son, and we hope you'll come and spend a weekend with us so that we can get to know each other better. Yours sincerely, Molly Lister.
Asking him to stay?
Oh, we must, Joe. You're Lord Lieutenant.
But dash it all, he called me a parasite.
What nonsense, dear.
He did, my dear. It's in the advertiser here. Listen to this. In a speech at Lister Market, Mr. James Cleghorn, the Labour candidate, said, I ask you, the electors of East Milton, to vote for me, Jackie Cleghorn, the workers' candidate, the man who slaved for 30 years beneath the heel of the plutocrat.
That's not parasite, dear. That's plutocrat. It's rather flattering. I wish it was true.
Listen, woman. And not to vote for Viscount Pym, the young aristocrat from Lister Castle, the boy who went from Eton to Oxford into the household cavalry, the son of a million Listers, the heir of a thousand capitalists, the last of a long and, alas, uninterrupted line of plutocrats and peers and parasites. There you are.
Yes, but he doesn't actually say you, Joe.
Maybe, but he leaves it open. Dashed open, I'd say.
Besides, these politicians never say the things they mean. They put them straight in prison if they do. So they never do.
It's there, Molly. It's there, by Jove.
What, dear? That naughty fox?
Don't move. Don't move an inch. A huge buck rabbit. I've got to get this infernal window open.
Joe, you must not fire that gun in here.
Be quiet, my dear.
It's Tony, Joe. It's sure to be.
What am I to do, Molly? If I open the window, the telephone will brighten it. Can I shoot it through the glass?
Certainly not. There's quite enough bomb damage unrepaired without you adding to it.
Beecham.
My lord.
That telephone. It's ringing. Hear it?
I do, my lord.
Well, answer it.
Very good, my lord.
And clear. Stoop down, stoop down. Don't let the rabbit see you.
Hello. Yes, this is Lister Castle, yes.
Keep down, man.
Oh, have you any news? Oh, he started back some time ago. I thank you, sir. His lordship's agent on the line, my lord.
What happened, Beecham? Did he win?
Master Tony lost, my lady. Oh. By 2,000 votes.
He couldn't have, the little sap.
Joe, down.
Okay, Joe. Sorry. Let it have the works.
Oh, it's terrible, my lord.
What's terrible? The people like a change. Relax.
But this seat has been won from Lister Castle by the Tories for 200 years, my lord.
Beecham, you come in here and sit about discussing politics as though you own the place. Shut up.
But
will you shut up?
Yes.
I'm opening this window now. If anyone talks again, Beecham, take their names.
Damnation! Hell and blast! He's frightened it.
Joe, take the shell out, Joe!
I'll never get another chance like that.
May I get up, my lord?
That's up to you. Depends how you feel.
Oh, yes.
I say, what's happened? Beecham feeling faint?
Dash it, Tony. Can't you drive a car more like a gentleman?
Yeah. Well, Tony, how'd you lose?
Because the other fellow got more votes.
I guess he must have done.
Oh, Tony, I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Mother.
Well, you voted Labour. What do you expect?
Oh, yes, yes, I know I did. I backed the losing side. I always do. But now they've won, they've lost my sympathy.
Yeah, it's a bit late, then. Gosh, I say, I'm hoarse. Don't I have to make a speech and tell old Cleghorn what a decent chap he was? And so he is.
Oh. What's the matter, Beecham?
May I say how mortified I am to hear of your defeat, my lord?
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot.
I dare not contemplate what the 10th Earl, your grandfather, would have remarked on this unhappy day, my lord.
I'll tell you what he would have remarked, Beecham. Just what I'm remarking now. Get out and fetch those something-something drinks.
Oh, very good, my lord.
Damn, Minnie. Crying over spilt milk.
I'm damned if I'll try again. I've had the Tories.
What's the next move, then?
Chivy rabbits round for Dad, or I nip round the house for Mother, dusting things, sweeping up the crumb.
Dash close thing, Tony, eh?
It's 2,000 odd.
I had my finger on the trigger as you blew the horn.
Huh? I'm asking the Labour man to stay this weekend, dear.
That's jolly decent of you.
Oh, and Joe, your sister Caroline.
What for? She bores me blue.
Well, you won't have to talk to Mr. Cleghorn all the time.
There's a bunny eating your begonias.
What?
What?
A bunny eating your begonias.
What? Dash the thing. Now, stand still.
Luncheon is...
Shut up!
I think his lordship is preparing dinner, Beecham.
Beecham, quickly, after it.
My lord.
Don't worry about the election, Tony. It's just a swing of the pendulum.
Oh, yes, sir.
No. Well, not there, you ass. Well, by the box bush. That's it, Beecham. It's not a tiger, man. If you don't hold a rabbit by its neck, Beecham, you hold it by its legs, you hold a peasant by its neck.
Yes, my lord. Luncheon is served, my lady.
Thank you, Beecham. Come along, June, dear. Oh, Beecham.
Yes,
will you post these, please? No, just the one with MP on the end.
Yes, my lady.
Come along, June, dear.
I say, it's not a very big one, is it, Dad?
Too many of them here. We'll never get them down if we don't fight back.
Hmm.
You must fight back.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Lister Castle. Oh, yes, the advertiser. His lordship's reactions, Lord Pym's, do you mean... No. No, quite. You heard his speech. The Earl himself, well, Lord Lister is at lunch just now, but I can let you have his views. As Lord Lieutenant, Lord Lister is neutral, taking no part in party politics. As a man and a Pym, his lordship feels the situation most acutely. The effect on the human organism of 200 years tradition overthrown since 1 o'clock is hard to gauge at first. All we can say is that the mind is numbed while kindly nature breathes her healing balm around her stricken child. A statement. Oh, no, I cannot possibly disturb the Earl. One moment. You may quote his lordship as saying, shortly after the result was declared, we must fight back. Yes, that is it. We must fight back.
Is breakfast ready yet?
It is, my lord.
It's about time, too. The bath water is cold today.
I'm sorry to hear that, my lord.
It's not your sympathy I want. However sorry you may be, that doesn't heat the bath water. The fire must be kept in at night. That's all one asks. It isn't much to ask. Whose job is it?
It should be the odd man's, my lord, but as we don't employ one, the responsibility devolves on me, my lord.
Well, why the devil was the water cold?
I'm afraid yesterday's events have driven domestic details from my head.
Yesterday's events?
I can't help taking Master Tony's failure as a personal affront, my lord. After all your lordship has done for the county, I regard it as the height of ingratitude to spurn your son in favor of a man without tradition or refinement or one single link with those who made this country what it is. I mean, of course, the British aristocracy, my lord.
Oh, poppycock. We've been found out, that's all.
I can't agree, my lord. I regard yesterday's poll as a direct result of the sinister influence emanating from those countries now in the grip of social revolution. I refer,
Beecham,
of course...
Beecham, how the devil can I read the cricket scores if you keep chattering?
Morning, Joe. Beecham.
Good morning, my lady.
Poor devil will go crackers if he doesn't get a hobby. Goes on harping on the general election. If we don't watch it, he'll get to be as big a bore as Gladstone was. The bath water was cold, my dear.
I know. Perhaps that's why you haven't made your bed this morning, dear.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
I've got a letter from Caroline here. Dearest Molly, how too terrible. You poor dears. My heart goes out to you and Joe in your unhappiness.
What the devil is she nattering about now?
The election, dear. I've just heard the wireless how hateful people are after all poor dear Mr. Churchill has done for them.
I like that. She loathed old Churchill's guts before the war.
Please don't keep interrupting, dear. It's very difficult to read. They turn against him now and spurn him like a stranger cur. Then in brackets, Julius Caesar. What does she mean, dear?
Guess if I know.
Morning, Mother. Morning, Father.
Tell me, dear, what's a stranger cur?
I suppose a cur that's stranger than another cur.
This is from Aunt Caroline. Thanks for asking me for next weekend. I don't want to come.
Good.
But I will.
Damn.
To help you, you poor darling.
I shall go to Blackpool.
Why Blackpool, dear?
Well, Brighton, Bognor Regis, anywhere.
You won't, my dear. You asked her here.
Me? Never in 1,000 years.
I suppose that dreadful, vulgar...
Mother?
Good morning, dear. Self-made Mr. Cleghorn will be there. Why must Joe ask a mountebank like that to stay at Lister? If poor dear father were alive, I'm sure he would turn in his grave.
He couldn't, he was cremated.
Give poor dear gallant Antony my love and kisses.
Yeah.
Tell him I'm grateful to him for saving me from Hitler, even if East Milton is not.
What on earth would Hitler want with Caroline?
Oh, noble Antony. J. Caesar in brackets again.
Why the devil does she keep harping on that fellow Caesar?
I don't know, dear.
What the blazes has Caesar got to do with East Milton?
I still don't know, dear. It's almost finished now. Your ever-loving Caroline. P.S. And what's poor Tony going to do? Twice underlined. Tony, dear, what are you going to do?
I'm going to the depot to report. That's why I'm in uniform.
And then?
I'm going to ask the adjutant for weekend leave.
What? Why walk into it?
He wants to see Aunt Caroline again.
Mm. I don't. I want to talk to Cleghorn about politics.
Why talk to him?
Morning, June.
I know. I always like to learn the other fellow's point of view.
Morning, Ma. Morning, Joe.
Oh, Joe, will you be a dear and run along and make the breakfast for my ducks? It's in the scullery. I've got to go and do the laundry. They're coming here today. Oh, Joe, poor Clara's not been laying at all well, so... give her more than all the others, dear.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Poor old Clara. Of course I will. Poor old Clara.
Why is everyone on the hop today?
Reaction. Say, what time's your train?
No, I'm 9:55.
Okay, I'll finish this and get the car. Sorry you're going.
I have leave this weekend.
Oh, that's swell. And then?
I don't know. And maybe I'll stay on in the army till some foreign gentleman splits my atom in World War No. 3.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because you've got no cash.
Oh, they pay one in the army, dear.
How much?
I don't know. About a mess bill's worth.
Tell Tony, this is 1945. You've got to roll your sleeves right up and make a killing.
What for?
For me, I guess.
I thought you had a lot.
You think I'm going to keep you?
Oh, well, no, I wouldn't put it just like that.
Well, how would you put it, then?
Oh, well, I mean, dash it, June, you got engaged to me. You knew I hadn't any money then.
It isn't only money that you need.
What's the matter, then?
I'm telling you, if you don't get a job, our engagement's off. What? Now, you think that over at the depot and then give me a decision next weekend, okay?
Okay.
I'll go and get the car.
Good Lord.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I thought you were finished.
Oh, so I am. You carry on. Bessie, tell me something. How much do you get for doing this?
£2 a week, my lord.
Two a week. Yes, I see. Not very much. Do men get more than women for doing this sort of thing?
Oh, yes, my lord. Men's stronger, see.
Oh, are they? Yes, I see. Is it very hard, this work?
Oh, no, my lord.
When do you start?
Well, I'm always up at 5:30.
Good God.
And usually I'm through by 7:30.
Yes, thank you, Bessie. That's enough.
Oh, sorry, sir.
No, not a bit. If you were married... would you mind your husband not having a job?
Oh, not if I loved him. No, my lord. I'd work my fingers to the bone for him.
You would?
Oh, yes, my lord. It's only them with too much money who gets marches to it, sir.
Oh, I so agree.
My mother always says poor people's happier than rich.
Oh, she does. Why that?
Because they have to do with all the things that don't need money to be got. And them's the best things in the end.
Such as?
You can't buy happiness, my lord.
By Jove, that's true.
Nor love, my lord.
Then nor love, by Jove.
Oh, I'm not talking out of turn, my lord.
No, rather not. Rather, I like talking to you, Bessie. Mum, I take it's a bit left wing.
Oh, I'm sure I couldn't say, my lord.
Ah.
That's good book I found in the scullery. She never knew what hit her. Wonder whose it is.
It's mine, my lord.
Oh, really? Finish with it?
Yes, my lord.
Oh, good. I'll borrow it from you, if I may.
Come on, Tony, you'll miss your train.
Safe trip, my lord.
Oh, thanks. I hope we meet again this next weekend. I'm just off, Dad.
Hey, what? Oh, yes, well, come back soon. I say, don't do that. No need to worry. He's only going to Aldershot.
Safe trip indeed.
Well, don't you hope he comes back safe? I'm sure I do.
That's not the point. It's not your place to say so, see?
No, I don't, see. He's nice, his lordship is.
And what's he got that I've not got?
I wouldn't know him well enough to say. Not yet.
Now, don't you get ideas, my girl. You've work to do, and working people can't afford to get ideas.
Why can't they? They don't get much else.
The world's arranged that way. For all of us.
Hello. Yes, Mr. Cleghorn. You will be delighted to accept for next weekend. I thank you, sir. I'll tell her ladyship. That means I'll have to watch the spoons.
Sorry, Gregor. I'm making you bottle yourself up in that dash dinner outfit. Beecham should have told you we didn't dress.
That's quite all right, I always wear it, Lister.
Oh, it's so much nicer changing in the evenings after all the heat and dust of the day, the tumult and the shouting.
Who's been shouting, Caroline?
Joe, I was quoting then.
Tell you what I'll do, Cleghorn. I'll put mine on tomorrow, just for old time's sake.
Oh. Well, Mr. Cleghorn, have you bought yourself a nice job in the Cabinet?
Oh, well, I live in hopes. The Chief approached me on the question when the Coalition first broke up.
Oh, how exciting. Tell me, which post do you fancy?
Don't ask me, Lady Lister.
Why not Prime Minister?
I'm afraid that's boobs.
And anyway, one needs a wife for that.
You think that's an essential?
Oh, yes, of course. Responsibility doesn't go with bachelordom. What you need is an old conservative wife to knock you into shape and file the edges down.
You find me rough?
No, just uncut.
Tell me, Cleghorn, are you in favour of this state control?
In certain cases, yes.
I looked at your manifesto through. Not one dashed word about the land.
Oh, well, I'm glad I pleased you by default.
You didn't please me, my man. If someone doesn't take this blasted place away from before I die, my wife will have to walk the streets.
Oh, Joe, don't be silly, dear. I've got my ducks.
You won't have, dear, if I don't shoot their fox. You wouldn't want the land controlled, is that correct?
No, rather not. Not yet. We can't sweep everything inside the state at once.
But dash it, man, is common decency. You tax me 19 shillings in the pound and more, and then expect me to keep up a place like Blenheim, Fontainebleau, and Varsay all rolled into one.
Why don't you let it, Joe?
Beecham wouldn't stand for it. And anyway, who'd take it? Takes you half an hour to run your bath. The food's cold when it reaches you. Why, dash it, all you need a horse to get round these corridors.
Say, this is good. Say, listen. Dear Lord Pym, may I say how sorry, etc., etc., etc. May I also echo in the words of your grand old father, quoted in the current advertiser, we must fight back.
Oh, yeah, who sent that?
You didn't say that, Joe.
Say what, my dear?
Say, Joe, have you been spouting to the press?
Of course he hasn't, June. He's only written to the papers once, the Times, about young women's toenails.
Painting them, you know.
That's interesting. What line did you take?
I merely pointed out that people did it just before the fall of Rome. Dashfeller sent it back. He wouldn't put it in. Said he thought there were other more strategic reasons why Rome fell. Facetious ass.
Oh, I say, Beecham, could you get the advertiser for this week?
Yes, very good, my lord.
Thank you.
By the way, Cleghorn, talking of the advertiser, I saw a bit last week where you described me as a parasite.
Oh.
Mark you, I'm not complaining. There's something in it, I dare say.
Oh, what nonsense, Joe. It only said the family should not monopolise this seat.
Now, by Joe, it's right at that. After all, just because one of our ancestors picked up a damn good pocket borough, paid through the nose for it, got a majority of 2 in an electorate of 10 by bribery, doesn't mean that I'm prepared to carry on where he left off.
But then you didn't, did you, dear?
The advertiser, sir.
Well, let me see it, Beecham. Be a pal.
I want my evening clothes tomorrow, Beecham.
If your lordship recollects, you gave them to the gamekeeper last year.
Well, dash it. He won't want them every night.
No, my lord. Your lordship gave them to him with a view to scaring off the pigeons from the plums.
Say, that's swell. That's really swell. As Lord Lieutenant, I am neutral. As a man, I feel the situation most acutely. The effect on the human organism of 200 years tradition overthrown as suddenly as this is hard to gauge at first.
Gauge, miss.
Gauge at first. All I can say is that the mind is numbed while kindly nature breathes her healing balm around her stricken child.
Joe, you only had one glass of sherry and a Guinness on that day.
That is it. His lordship closed with the stirring call to battle. We must fight back, he said. We must fight back. You sweetie pie. I wish I was engaged to you instead of Tony.
Yes, my dear, so do I. Beecham. Have I ever written to the advertiser?
To my knowledge, no, my lord.
Well, who the devil has?
Well, if I may hazard a suggestion, my lord, I would say that the paragraph in question has been contributed by some unknown elector with a view to bolstering morale beneath the heavy shadow of defeat.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Get a bit of easy cash.
There are conservatives, my lord, whose motives on occasion are not prompted by the lust for gold.
Oh. How nice Beecham is. He gives one confidence.
My sister's a conservative, you see. Museum-minded. She believes in aristocracies.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Cleghorn does as well.
Oh, no. You saw the report of my speech at Mr. Market, didn't you?
Of course, that's why I voted for you.
What, against your own son?
Oh, yes, we take no part in party politics.
You sabotage them, eh?
Why don't you like the aristocracy, may I ask?
Oh, many reasons.
Because you aren't a belted earl yourself.
Now, June, dear, don't be rude.
I merely think the aristocracy's out of date. A lot of sterile old fossils.
I believe it's time we went to bed.
No. Who's calling?
Aren't you going to have
Mr. Castle.
For you, please?
Mm.
No.
Okay, who's on the line?
Can I do it, Mama? That's all right.
Say hello. How are you? Hey, what's the story? Yes, I am American. How'd you guess? Well, I'm going to marry a conservative, Lord Pym. You ever heard of him?
No, sugar.
You have? You think he's good? I think he's dumb. Well, I guess you're busy, so I'll pass you on. Oh, hey, I'm very sorry that you won. Mr. Cleghorn, there's a guy called Atlee calling you.
Hello? Yes, Chief. Cleghorn here. What's that? Very honored. I'll be delighted. Rather. That suits me. What's that? No. No, Clem. No. I can't accept. I'm sorry, no, it's against my principles.
Now, Mr. Cleghorn, principles need not be obstacles, you know.
Well, Clem, if you put it like that, I can't refuse. Well, thanks. That's fine. See you next week. Good night.
What is it, Mr. Cleghorn?
Is offered me the dominions.
Accepted?
Yes.
You must be pleased. Why did you hesitate?
Afraid he made a proviso. Too many ministers in the Commons, so he sent me to the Lords.
Oh. You turned that down?
No. I took it.
You can't have done. You said just now...
Well, it was just the way that he put it.
What do you call yourself, Cleghorn?
Oh, Cleghorn's good enough for me.
It has to be of somewhere, doesn't it?
Yes, I think it does. Where do you live?
At Egham, I'm afraid.
It can't be helped.
That means a by-election, doesn't it?
What, here?
Yes, dear, the sitting member's gone up to the House of Lords.
But Tony here's Lord.
Oh, that's a courtesy title, my dear, that's all.
By-election here? Tony, that's your chance. It's a second chance. Oh,
yeah, I've told you, June, I've had the Tories.
Well, then you ought to stand as Labour candidate instead of Mr. Cleghorn. Don't you think so, Mr. Cleghorn?
That depends on Pym.
Do you think one can change like that?
Well, people do.
Of course they do. Winston did. I always think chameleons make damn good MPs.
Your glass of hot water, Lady Caroline.
A little whiskey, please, to celebrate.
Tony, if you change, I'll never speak to you again.
You've told me I had to find a job.
I'm just not kidding, Tony. I'll never speak to you again.
Whiskey.
My dear Caroline, I've never seen you touch the stuff before.
My dear Joseph, I've never heard a charming man like Mr. Cleghorn so honored before. Ah. Oh. Yes, this whiskey's very strong. I think I'll finish it upstairs. I'm ready to go now, Molly. Good night. Good night, people.
I'm coming with you.
Oh, right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Mother.
Good night, Mr. Cleghorn. I hope you'll be comfortable.
I hope so.
Good night, Joe. Don't sit up too late. Now, Molly. Yes, come over here. Yes, you're in your room.
Now, what about this by-election, sir?
Well, what about it, Pym?
If I did stand as Labour...
Say, Joe, come out round the garden and I'll drive the foxes over you.
Hey, what? All right. I doubt if I'll hit it. Not the beggar on the move in the dark. So, try anything once.
What about this seat? I mean, have you got a candidate?
The Labour Party moves quite fast, but not as fast as that. Pym, are you genuinely left? Or are you left just, well, because the right's got left behind?
No. It's genuine.
Your election address made me think. If you'd been a Liberal, I'd have said, well, vote-catching. But as you were a Tory, I thought, well, this boy is sincere.
You did? Oh, thank God somebody did.
Sincere. But not a Tory, do you see? Now, Pym, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll call the party secretary. Of course, it's not my pigeon now. But still, I think, I might pull some weight.
Yeah.
Lister 2911, please. You sure you mean it, Pym?
Yes, rather.
Your fiancée?
No, she'll be all right.
Oh, hello. Cleghorn here. Luke, I've got some news for you. I'm going to the upper house, Dominions. Thanks. Yes, rather surprising in a way. That's very decent of you. Thanks. Now, Luke. Exactly. Yes, that's what I've called you up about. Yes, I have. Oh, I've thought about it quite a bit. Yes, well, I suggest young Pym. Yes, I think he would. Yes, it would save a contest. Quite. Yes. What? National or something of that sort. The Tories often try that trick. Anyway, you sleep on it. Yeah, I'll see you on Monday morning. Many thanks again. Good night.
Well, I'm off to bed. We never saw the brute. I smelled him there. I don't suppose he comes out until I've gone to bed. Are you coming up, Clay?
Yes. Good night, Pym.
Good night, and thank you.
Thumbs up.
Uh-huh.
Good night, Miss Farrell.
Night.
Have a drink.
You lousy little worm. I wouldn't marry you if I were paid $1 million down and free of tax.
What's the matter now?
Can't you guess? You surely aren't that dumb.
Oh, me going Labour, I suppose. You heard Cleghorn. Now, that's it, is it? Silly child. You know damn all about our politics. The world moves on, that's all. One either moves as well or gets moved out. Yeah, it's Providence, this break. If they have me, I'll be unopposed. Besides, this talk of party politics, all hot air. They all want just the same. They all want bread and beer and dollars. Parties are just labels. Labels get worn out. They should be changed.
Well, if there's no difference, why do
you... I'm doing this for you.
For me? Thanks a lot.
Well, you've told me I must get a job. I joined the Labour Party. I mean, damn it, if that isn't roughing it, what is? Don't be a silly little ass. Come on. Let's have a kiss. Oh, well, all right. If you're going to be a child, well, carry on. If one does something in one's life that one believes in, people always turn against one. One's got to bear one's cross.
Okay, St. Anthony.
Oh, do, please. I want to kiss you.
I wouldn't please. Want to kiss a yellow skunk.
All right. I'll shoot myself. You'd look pretty silly if I shot myself because you couldn't mind your business. What would you do?
Hmm? I guess I'd tell your father that another rabbit's had it in his grounds. No. Oh, Beecham. Come and hold my hand. Oh, my mum.
I doubt if I should be a satisfactory substitute for Mrs. Farrell, Miss.
Give me a drink.
Yes, Miss.
Have one yourself.
Oh, I...
Go on, relax. The upper class have gone to bed.
Miss, to your engagement, Miss. The union of two great English-speaking powers.
One isn't speaking, Beecham. My engagement's off.
Oh, a lover's tiff, Miss, frequently occurs in the pre-nuptial period.
I want to go away and never see the dope again. I want to hug him till his ribs are cracked. I want to slap his face and pull his hair and kick him in the teeth. I want to... Beecham, what am I going to do?
Well, I suggest that you fight him back, Miss. Remember... Lady Astor was a foreigner, and yet she sometimes gained the public ear.
But Lady Astor married. I'm a U.S. citizen.
Well, that's easily adjusted, Miss.
You know what's happened?
That Mr. Cleghorn is going to the Lords.
And Tony's standing as the Labour man in a by-election. He's letting down the family, betraying everything he ought to love, including me.
Oh, in that event, Miss, nothing can be done. Except to wait and trust to the electorate to show his lordship that expediency does not always pay.
But Mr. Cleghorn says he'll be unopposed.
Well, it's up to someone to oppose him, Miss.
But who?
Well, I don't know, Miss. Oh, the situation is terrible. There's nothing I would not do to save his lordship from political advancement at the cost of principle. No, nothing, Miss.
Is that true?
Well, indeed it is, Miss. Yes.
Okay. Beecham, you're swell. Beecham. Does your mother call you Beecham, too?
No, Miss. She calls me Benjamin. Beecham was my mother's maiden name. My father's name, my proper name is Charles. Benjamin Charles.
That's swell. Why Benjamin?
Well, my father's father had a great affection for the late Lord Beaconsfield.
Now, Benji... We've a secret. You and I till nomination day.
What secret, Miss?
His lordship's going to be opposed. That's all. Mm-hmm. Good night. And keep your chin up. We'll fight him back.
Oh, my Lord, I thought that there was no one here.
Hey, Bessie, huh? Sit down and have a chat.
Oh, sir, I couldn't, sir.
Why couldn't you? Come on, sit down and have a drink.
Very well, sir.
Now, I want to hear your views on politics. You voted for Earl Cleghorn, didn't you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, my lord.
Oh, no, good show. You've got some sense. Not too strong.
Oh, no, sir.
A cigarette?
No, thanks, my lord.
Don't smoke?
No, sir.
Funny child. What do you do?
Oh, I do the rooms, my lord.
Mm. Yes, I know you do. Dashed well as well. There's going to be a by-election here.
Oh, yes, my lord.
Mm. I'm going to stand as Labour, possibly.
Oh, I'm glad.
You are. Thank heaven someone is. Tell me why.
Oh, then I can vote for you, my lord, just like I wanted to.
Why did you want to, eh?
Oh, sir.
Of course you like my face.
Oh, sir.
Oh, that's awfully sweet. Another one?
Oh, sorry, mustn't, sir.
Oh, come on. Why not? Now, Bessie. Yeah? What's your plan in life?
Oh, sir, I haven't thought.
Of course you have. All men think of that. How old are you?
22.
Boyfriend, eh?
No, sir.
Man friend, then? I know all about you. You don't believe in marriage, do you?
Oh, I do.
No, you mustn't, Bessie. It's all rot. One can't get unconditional surrender from a woman.
Sir, you mustn't talk like that.
Why not? It's true.
Oh, Miss June.
Oh, hello, Miss June. She's given me the bird.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
How sweet you are. What pretty hands you've got. You mustn't spoil them dusting.
Oh, sir.
Now, damn it all, why should you dust? Mother does it anyway.
We've got to earn my keep.
Yes, I know it all comes down to that. You don't believe in money, do you?
Well, it's nice to have a bit.
It isn't, Bessie. It can't buy the only thing that matters, which is love.
Oh, sir.
You wouldn't like to hold my hand.
Oh, sir.
No, of course you wouldn't. No. I'm feeling lonely, that was all. You may want to fall in love and settle down. Little cottage, some flowers.
Oh, yes, sir, it would be nice.
Don't call me sir. Tony's my name.
Oh, sir, I couldn't, sir.
Of course you could. You said you couldn't have a drink. You've had two now. Come on, say Tony. Twice.
Tony.
Again?
Tony. Oh, it's so funny here.
What's funny? Me?
The place. It's all so big. I live at home in just a tiny cottage. Father, mother, me, that's all. Oh, it's nicer, though. It's much more homely.
Mm.
People are themselves. It's cheaper, too.
How much?
Well, ours is 9 and 6 a week.
Good God. Can people live in a cottage for 9 and 6 a week?
Oh, of course, you can have smaller ones.
Oh, sweet and sensible you are. A cottage and some flowers is all one wants. Except, of course, a wife.
Oh, that might be more expensive.
Why? It needn't be. It wouldn't be with you.
Oh, sir, I'm going to bed.
What's wrong? Don't go. I think you're sweet. What's up?
Oh, I didn't ever want to till I met my man.
Well, perhaps you have. But anyway, you've got to start sometime.
Oh, it's not your fault. I just couldn't...
Oh, Bessie, stop. I didn't want to spoil your dream.
Oh, I know, but just the same, it's spoiled.
Oh, well, if it's spoiled, let's have another one to say goodnight. Perhaps we hadn't spoiled your dream after all.
Hello, Tony.
No.
You still up? Came to get my gun. Moonlight, I might see something from my dressing room. Oh. Hello, is that you, June?
No, Father, do you know Miss Sykes?
Oh, how do you do? That's good of you to turn out this time, Mac. You politicians never seem to rest. I mustn't hang about, or Molly's sure to see a bat. Molly's my wife. She can't stand bats. She thinks they nest in women's hair. God knows why. I wouldn't like to have my nest brushed twice a day and hairpins shoved right through me. Still, one never knows a bat. Well, I'll be off. Call again. Meet my wife. Say, tea or something. Sorry she's not down to see you now. I've got everything. I mustn't interrupt you. I expect you want to go on chewing over the election. Well, good night.
The time is now nomination day for the by-election. Tony comes down to breakfast in a smart city suit.
Morning, Bessie. What's the matter? Have you lost your voice?
Sure, I don't know what I've lost, my lord.
Oh, come on, let's see you smile. I'll be an MP by 1 o'clock.
We thought they had to vote.
Oh, no, and I'm unopposed. Come on, let's have a kiss. Like that, didn't you?
I like a lot of things I didn't like before.
You must be in love.
Well, perhaps I am.
With me?
Lotta. I am, hello. I wish I knew.
Oh, no, Bessie, not at breakfast, please.
Hey, what's the game?
We've got a headache, sir.
Well, take an aspirin and lie down. Good morning, my lord.
Good morning, Meacham.
Most emotional young person. She informs me that she often dreams of Mr. Errol Flynn. Coffee, my lord.
Thank you.
A transatlantic cinematograph performer, I believe, yeah. My lord.
Hmm. Have the papers come yet?
No, not yet, my lord.
Lovely day for politics. Yeah. You don't approve of Viscount Pym, MP?
I don't like turncoats. No, my lord.
Oh, come on. Beecham, after all, I'm unopposed. I've saved the government a bit of cash. Besides, you voted for me as a Tory, so it shows you think I ought to be in Parliament. I've just chosen the best vehicle, that's all.
Morning, Beecham.
Morning,
Tony. Morning,
morning, Mother.
Goodness, you're early. What's the matter? Did you drink too much last night?
Never. Bit excited, I suppose.
Oh, yes, of course. It's nomination day. I knew it was. But Joe said I was talking nonsense. Oh, what squashy sausages. Hmm. Your father's very worried, Tony, dear.
Yeah, that means you are. What's the matter? Duck's not laying well.
No, June. She seems so strange. She's always telephoning secretly and going out. Your father wonders. Are you still engaged?
I wouldn't know. We aren't on speaking terms.
Oh, how very childish, dear. You really must grow up. An MP, too, today. The Speaker couldn't say, I'm not on speaking terms.
No. If June would keep her fingers out of politics, I wouldn't mind.
She's just a child.
Yeah, children do some pretty harebrained things. I wouldn't trust her around the corner till I'm in. She's too dashed rich.
Who's rich?
June, Father.
Why, someone died?
No, dear, she's rich, that's all. Some people are.
Dash funny things, these death duties. In the old days, when someone died, one used to get a bit of cash. Now someone dies, one pays up. Exactly, dashed entertainment tax.
I saw that fox last night, my dear. 12:31.
Ah, Beecham, the papers. Give them here. I want to see what dear Lord Beaverbrook says about me.
You needn't worry about that, my dear. In 1939, he said there wouldn't be a war.
Beecham.
Yes, my lord.
Who cooked these sausages?
Bessie, my lord.
She dashed well didn't.
Very good, my lord.
Take them back and get them done.
Yes, very well, my lord.
God. What is it, dear? One of my pins.
But I'm going to be opposed. Listen. Surprise nomination at East Milton. Huh? The East Milton Conservative Association have adopted as their candidate in the by-election a well-known local figure.
How exciting, Tony. Is it somebody we know?
I never heard of him. A chap called Charles. Benjamin Charles.
What the devil are you doing, Beecham? Had a heart attack?
No, something burnt my fingertips, my lord.
Come on, I'll help you.
Oh, miss, thank you.
Stick it, Benji. I'm sure you've got some guts.
Yeah, let's see what it says here. There's a photograph.
Do have your coffee, Tony. It's all getting cold.
My sainted aunt. It's Beecham. Father, look, it's Beecham. Father, Beecham. You bring that bloody bell.
Tony. If you're going to talk like that, you'll take your breakfast into the smoking room. I will not have you using filthy words like that before your father.
What's that, sir?
He wants to ring the bell.
You leave the bell alone. I want my sausage.
Father Beecham, he's standing against me.
Dash politics. I want my bloody sausages.
Yes, Tony, dear. Your father wants his sausages. Now sit down and have your breakfast, dear.
Where the devil did old Beecham get that hat?
Oh, what's wrong with it? It's very smart.
It's smart, all right. It Dashwell ought to be. It cost me 47 shillings in St. James's Street last year.
I gave it to him, Joe, for Christmas. I remember now. It didn't match your suit.
Hello? Huh? Conservative Association?
Yeah.
It's Pym here. You don't want me? Well, I didn't think you would. Who do you want? It's Farrell. Yeah, hold the line. Yeah, June?
Yeah. Hello? It's a lovely day for politics. Yeah, I know. We've hit the headlines okay. They've done us proud. Yeah, he'll be okay. Yeah, he'll be there. I'll keep him on the mark. Okay. Okay, be seeing you. So long. Oh, are you taking off Loch Ness Monster?
Well, I mean, dash it, June, I think you might have told me.
I guess you didn't think I was a politician, kid.
My God, I wish I'd never clapped eyes on you.
Okay. Democracy. This isn't your election, Tony. There's a crowd of other little funny guys who like to have a say. At least that's what Lincoln thought.
Shut up!
My children, please.
Go back and live in your stupendous, vulgar, headline-hitting country and leave me alone.
Okay then, Garbo.
Now, children, please don't quarrel. There are more important things to do. Joe, tell me, what are we to do? You must do something, Joe.
What can I do? If Peachum wants to stand, it's up to him. He's 21.
But, Joe, he's coming in at any minute with the sausages.
I hope he dash well is.
Well, you must say something then.
Don't worry. If they aren't done right, I'll say something to him.
Oh, Joe, what use are you?
I take no part in party politics, my dear.
But, dear, the servant problem isn't politics.
Still, of course, I know my duty. As Lord Lieutenant, I shall have to ask him here to stay. That's if he wins. I saw that vixen last night, June.
You did? You get a shot?
No, too dash dark. Still, I'll get her yet. I knew a fellow once who waited for a buffalo for 7 years. Brute killed him in the end. He climbed a tree. The fellow, not the buffalo. It licked his feet right off.
Joe, not at breakfast, dear.
Eh? No, no, not at breakfast. No, just before dawn.
Sausages, my lord.
That's better, Beecham. Something like a sausage, that.
Oh, Beecham?
Yes, my lady.
Have you seen the newspapers this morning?
Not yet, my lady, no.
Ah, Beecham, you're billed to stand against me as a Tory in the by-election.
Very good, my lord.
No, no, Beechams. Just as well it's out. Gives you time to knock this joker on the head and tell him you'll withdraw.
You will withdraw, of course. I mean, you couldn't want to stand. And as it's clearly somebody's joke, we'll say no more about it. Will we, Joe?
No, rather not, except, of course, I hope you'll come and stay with us if you get in.
Oh, most certainly. I will accept with deepest gratitude, my lord.
Oh, not a bit. It'd be nice to have you around the place.
Now, look here, Beecham, show some sense. You must withdraw.
My lord, my party comes before my personal preferments. If I am chosen by the people's representatives, I have no option but to hear their call.
Hear, hear.
Will that be all, my lady?
I suppose so, yes.
Well, I hope you've got £1,000 to chuck away.
Crusaders never want for cash, my lord.
What? June, you're backing him.
So what? I don't see why the Labour boy should sit on all the money bags.
Why can't you go away?
I guess I will. When Mr. Charles is in. Oh, children, please. Joe, really, this is serious. We've only got one servant in the place.
Good thing he won't be here to chuck the plates about.
Oh, what a blessing Bess is here.
You won't have Bessie anymore.
Why not? She hasn't given notice, has she?
No. I'll give it for her, Mother. I've made up my mind. I'm going to marry Bessie.
Tony, you're not!
I didn't think it'd interest you.
You must be nuts!
Okay, that's something you should understand.
Oh, Tony, dear, why must you talk like that? You've upset June.
But, Mother, dear, it's true.
But, dear, we haven't got a servant in the place.
I can't help that.
Of course you can. You should have thought of that before you put the question, dear. And Caroline and Lord Cleghorn are coming here the weekend after next. Joe, do something, Joe.
What is it, dear?
Tony says he wants to marry Bessie.
Who's Bessie?
Joe, Bessie's the maid.
What maid?
Our maid. She's Bessie, dear.
Well, that's all right. If Beecham doesn't mind.
Tony, you've upset June. You upset me. I shall have to go and comfort her. You really are too thoughtless, dear. Why these things have to happen when my ducks want feeding, I don't know.
Oh. Well, I was going to get the car. Got to hand in my nomination by 10.
You taking Beecham with you?
Damn it, no.
Oh, you must. I'm dashed if I'll send two cars these days. I'll have him ready on the mat. It's only civil after all.
Did you ring, my lord?
Yes. Is Beecham there?
No, my lord.
Ah, yes. You're Bessie, eh?
Yes, my lord.
Yes, I'm Lister. How do you do? I hope you'll come and stay with us as soon as you can get away.
Thank you, my lord.
You give your fortnight's notice in today and come and stay the weekend of the bowl.
What, my lord?
Aren't you Bessie Sykes?
I am, my lord.
That's right. I thought you were. Well, you are engaged to Tony.
Me?
Yes. Hasn't he told you yet?
He hasn't. No, my lord.
Oh, well, perhaps he forgot. My family is very absent-minded still. You can take it from me, you are engaged. Congratulations. We'll have a lot of fun. Well, I'm afraid I must go now. Yes, excuse me. I've got to go and feed those blasted ducks, and Clara's been very, very off colour.
Now, lunch at one, if I'm not back. And keep your place, and say my lord, and get the silver clean. Do you understand?
Yes, Mr. Beecham, very good.
I'll trouble you to call me Mr. Charles.
Yes, Mr. Charles.
And don't let's have you breaking any plates. This place is not a music hall.
Don't talk to me like that. I'm going to marry Tony.
You're what?
I'm going to marry Tony, so don't you talk to me like that. And learn to keep your place.
Beecham?
Yes, my lord.
Beecham!
Come in, Pim.
...kept down artificially. This was denied by the Ministry of Food today. The result of the East Milton by-election hasn't yet been declared. As listeners to our earlier bulletin were informed, there's already been one recount, and another has been in progress all the morning. Our correspondent understands that while they're awaiting the result, both candidates will be entertained to luncheon at Lister Castle by the Earl of Lister, who, as Lord Lieutenant, takes no part in party politics. A second denial from the Ministry of Food concerns the price of cakes.
You've seen my wife?
Dishing up lunch, you know, expect.
I wish you'd run along and tell her what that fellow said and help her out a bit.
I helped her with the slops today.
Oh, really, did you? Oh, I didn't know. That puts a different light on it. All right, I'll go myself.
You think I'm selfish, don't you?
Well, no, rather not. I see your point. You mustn't overdo it on your first day as a guest.
You think that's funny, don't you?
No, rather not.
Tony wouldn't take me to the Count.
Oh, wouldn't he? Perhaps there wasn't room.
There's room for June, so why not for me?
Yes, why not?
I tell you why he wouldn't take me. He's ashamed of me, that's why. Oh, dear, I wish I was a maid again.
My dear, you don't mean that he... Oh, yes. A maid. There, my dear. I wish I were younger. 50 years ago, I would have known the way to brush away those tears. I've not forgotten yet, by Jove. Here, have a look at this book. It's interesting. It traces rabbits from the Ice Age down to 1939. In the Ice Age, they had coats like polar bears.
What an extraordinary thing.
There
must be somebody.
Well, perhaps they've all gone off to hear the Count. Oh, here's Bessie at any rate. Lord Cleghorn, this is Bessie. I've heard all about you, Bessie, from dear Molly, and I've told Lord Cleghorn everything.
How do you do?
I think we met a few weekends ago.
Oh, yes, I think we did.
I also think Lady Caroline would like to see a room.
Oh, I know my room. I always had the purple room. I've had it since I was a tiny girl. I wonder which is yours.
I'm sure Bessie will conduct me there.
Here, don't you start me as well. I'm staying here like you.
So I perceive, but still I thought you might be ready to assist a fellow guest to find his room. Oh. I call that most uncalled for. What a very common, vulgar little girl.
I think she's rather sweet. She'll polish up quite wonderfully. She's, just uncut.
Yeah, she doesn't know her place.
Does anyone these days?
Yes, I do. I'm plebeian and I'm proud of it.
What? Proud of what you were or proud of what you are today?
Of what I was, of course.
And not of what you are?
I didn't say that.
I think you're just proud. And that's a failing you must try to cure.
I like that. You're far the proudest person I've ever met.
Oh, I'm getting less proud every day. I'd like to be like Joe. He's got no pride at all. I sometimes think that's the highest state we mortals can attain, the greatest quality tradition has to offer the world. One generation can't achieve it, though. It's handed down. And thank the Lord it can't be taxed.
Hello, Karen.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello, Lister.
Sorry I wasn't here to meet you. I've been getting in some spuds. Been down to the town hall?
No, we came straight here from the station.
Ah, yes, yes, I see. A fella told us on the BBC that both of them are coming back to lunch. Damn nice of him.
Mm.
Recount, you know.
What?
Recount? I can't believe it.
Ah, Beecham, here you are. Cleghorn, do you know... dash it, Beecham, what's your name today?
Benjamin Charles, my lord.
How do you do?
Extremely well, my lord.
Good weather for a by-election, eh?
A Tory sun is peeping fitfully through Labour clouds, my lord.
We heard the news. There wasn't any.
The agent will ring through, my lord, if the result comes through earlier than expected.
Is June back yet?
Miss Farrell is photographing Labour Party slogans chalked on the paintwork of the car, my lord.
Good reading, I'll bet.
I hardly think that statements like old Beecham's heading for the House of Lords as well will earn immortal fame in English literature, my lord.
How bigoted these people are. Provided that a man can get things done, I've no quarrel with the heights to which he may attain. They never seem to understand that leadership's a quality that's only granted to the lucky few. And then it rightly gains its own reward.
Exactly so, my lord. I'll take your suitcase up, my lady.
Oh, please don't bother. I can manage it.
Dear Caroline, how well you look. Lord Cleghorn, how are you? I'm so sorry I wasn't here to meet you, but I couldn't leave the vegetables.
What vegetables, my lady?
Mostly Brussels sprouts, I think.
Yes. Now, you up along and watch those veg. Your ladyship has other things to do.
My darling, stay here.
You heard me, Bess. Nicely done, Brussels sprouts are one of the minor rewards of leadership, Lord Cleghorn. Your lordship's room is next to the purple room.
Come along with me. I know where it is. I'll show it to Jackie.
Who's Jackie?
My name's Jackie.
I'll take your bags up, my lord.
No, I'd rather you didn't. You stay here. I'm going, Caroline.
Well, Jackie. I'd say that fellow was in love with Caroline, if I didn't know she'd got a face like the back of a bulldozer.
Joe, par devant.
Eh, what? Par who?
Oh, Joe, be quiet.
I won't be quiet. You started it by saying par somebody. What the devil is it?
Joe, I said be quiet.
Well, I'm dashed. She's like a scolded cat. Have I done something wrong?
Her ladyship was talking French, my lord.
She can't talk French.
Well, her ladyship did not attempt the accent, I admit, my lord. She merely phrased the first two words of the French idiom, par devant les domestiques.
What the devil does that mean?
It's a hackneyed phrase, my lord, denoting that the subject mooted by some member of the company is scarcely fitted for the servants' ears.
Oh, that was it. Oh, thanks. What was the subject, eh?
Your lordship merely stated that your sister, Lady Caroline, in your opinion, lacked those qualities that might have launched a Trojan War, my lord.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Okay, then, let's work out your platform now. Are you pro or anti-war?
What is this all about, then, miss?
Foreign policy. Sorry, I thought you knew.
Foreign... A glass of sherry, miss.
No, thanks. Have one yourself. It might ease up the joints.
Oh, miss, I...
Come on, I'll take it now.
You...
I do not believe in wars.
Say, let's have something definite. That's wind.
Well, all politicians tend to vaporize a little, miss. I do not believe in wars. I do not believe in wars. I don't believe in wars.
You've just said that 4 times.
No. No doubt your lordship finds it hard to visualize a politician saying anything identical on 4 consecutive occasions.
Carry on.
I believe... Yeah. If you'll excuse me, miss, I do not find the atmosphere conducive to developing my thesis for a working foreign policy. I think I'll go and find a less congested atmosphere in which to work.
Yeah, good idea.
Would your lordship care to have a sporting wager on the outcome of the count? I lay you 9-4 against yourself, my lord.
Dash cocky, aren't you?
Quietly confident, my lord. I'll give you 3-1.
Shut up. You make me sick.
I offer my apologies, my lord. I always understood finance was uppermost in every Labour politician's mind.
Tony.
Oh, hello. On speaking terms again.
On any terms you like. Please don't be angry, Tony. I just did it because I love tradition and all the things you really love and don't quite know you do.
Oh, well, then you better get round to loving Bessie, too.
Oh, Bessie. She's a silly thing. I don't mind that.
Oh, that's big of you.
I know you only did it because you lost your rag. I don't mind that. There's no harm done. Won't hurt you, won't hurt her. Because she's just a silly little flirt.
She is not a flirt and she's not silly. Damn sight more intelligent than you.
Oh, yeah? She is. Okay, well, marry her. Go on, marry her.
But I'm going to. I'll be in the papers when this dashed result is out. Is that okay by you?
Okay, that's swell. You marry her and have your sausages half done. Go on and marry her and eat your lousy half-cooked sausages.
For heaven's sake, why don't you go back to the States and stop this bloody row?
Okay, I will. Hello. Hello. I want the American Embassy, London. Yeah, I'll hold the line. Yeah. Yeah. United States Embassy, Grosvenor Square, London, England, yeah.
Oh, boy, you're not sore about Tony. After all, a man's allowed to change his mind.
I guess he is, provided he's got a mind to hand in exchange.
Oh, he'll give a girl a chance. You don't get much in life if you're a parlour maid. It's yes, my lord, the old damn beastly day.
You might try giving no, my lord, a break.
Hello, yeah. Is that the embassy? Oh, Mr. Rogers, please. Oh, say, is that you, Bowles? June Farrell here. Say, listen, Bowles. I want a passage to the States. Right now. Oh, say, when's your sail? Tomorrow? Oh, that's okay. Well, you do your best and ring me back at once.
No, sir, I'm not a bride.
Lunch is nearly ready. Hello, June.
Hello,
Jim. Where is everybody? I say, you going Tory, Bessie? Reading Beecham stuff? That's good. Hey, Tony, lunch is nearly ready.
All right, Dad, I'm coming.
Oh, that damn thing ought to be cut off. Yes, Brown? Are you speaking from the town hall? What? You got the result, and you want a pencil. Surely to God you didn't ring me up for a
Joe,
pencil.
Joe, here, use my pencil.
No. He's got a pencil at the town hall. Yes, I see. You know, of course, I take no part in... Oh, you do. Well, I'll gladly pass it on to him. Yes, thanks. Oh, Brown, I'd like to see you sometime, anytime you're free... About these damn foxes. There are too many of them. I thought we might have a shoot. The masters in the south of France. So now's the time. Yes. And come and dine one night and we'll have a chat. Yes, yes. Yes, I'll tell them both. Goodbye. Dan got a little ring up. And now, Tony, where were we?
What was the result?
Joe, did he say who won?
Yes.
Well, who?
What? Well, what did he say? Damn it, you confuse me, sir.
All right, don't fuss, mister. I'll ring them myself. Town hall, please. At once.
I know he wants to tell somebody.
Hello? Is Lord Cleghorn, Mr. Castle here? Have you got the result? I see you. Thank you. Any thanks. Goodbye.
Your butler won by 30 votes.
Oh, goody. And I voted for him, too.
Bessie, you what?
I voted for him because Mum said you were a bourgeois.
Oh, this is the end. I'd like to meet a consistent woman for a change.
Oh, well, this is one. Congratulations, Miss Farrell. You must be feeling very happy now.
Oh, God, I wish we'd lost.
There, my dear.
Luncheon is served.
Ah, Beecham, just in time. Come in, my dear fellow. I want you all to meet our new MP, Lord Cleghorn, your opponent, Tony, you know, Miss Sykes and Miss Farrell. May I congratulate you from us all. Yes, well, now come along and meet the wife. Dash it, I wish Molly wouldn't pull the tablecloth away before I've had my port. I feel like a displaced person, Cleghorn.
Still, you've got a lot to be thankful for. Your wife's a wonderful cook.
Think so? I didn't think that bit of salmon was born yesterday. Here, have a glass of port.
Thank you.
Who the devil are these glasses for? I must be getting like those fellas at the count who couldn't count. I wonder why the devil I brought three. Oh, I beg your pardon, Charles Bench. I beg your pardon. Talking about salmon, Cleghorn, their sex life, my dear fellow, quite astonishing. Do you know, the female spawns, and then the male comes along later. When she isn't there, mark you, never meet. Extraordinary. Imagine, my dear fellow, for the sake of argument, my sister Caroline stayed at Claridge's one night, you know, passing through, shopping and so forth, and then you, or any other dash fellow for that matter, up for a board meeting, stayed there the next night. Well, see what I mean? If you were a salmon, both of you, of course, dashed if the manager wouldn't find his dashed hotel full of little silver smolts.
I've always understood that some 90% of the male fish, after the spawn is completed, fail to survive the long trip downriver to the sea.
Very likely overdo it, eh? What the devil do you know about it, anyway?
The annual holiday which you always assumed I spent at Blackpool with my bucket and spade was in reality enjoyed on a Scottish river where I've leased a rod for more than 13 years.
Well, I'll be... I think you might have told me. Crazy about fishing, after all.
Exactly, my lord. And it has always been my ambition to assimilate sufficient capital to lease another rod and to invite you as my guest.
That's very decent of you, very decent. Let me see. They hope to raise MP's salaries this session, don't they, Tickle?
Well, I've heard the subject mentioned, certainly.
Oh, good. Herr Beecher, Charles Bench, do go and get yourself a glass of port. Expect you've got the cellar keys.
I think the port's already poured out, isn't it?
Eh, what? Yes, that is, of course. That glass, Beecham, here. Come here. Sit down. Have a glass of port.
Thank you, my lord.
Yes, well, what else?
Health.
Yes. I can't help thinking of June Farrell, Lister.
Don't blame you. Dashed attractive, isn't she?
No. You get me wrong. I'm sorry that she's going. Though I disagree with her, of course. But, by God, she's got some guts.
Oh, all of us have, my dear fellow. Do you know, if you tied one end of your guts, the greater gut, I think it's called, to, well, say, for sake of argument, in the middle stump at Lord's, you could walk down to the other end, shake hands with the bowler and back, round square leg wicket to the wicket. No trouble at all, my dear fellow. Quite interminable. Hard to visualize, I mean to say. Take Caroline. Thin as a lead pencil. You'd never imagine.
I can think of nothing Lady Caroline reminds me of less.
Than what?
A pencil.
Oh, who's talking about pencils?
I thought you were.
No, no, Caroline, you know, the one who's washing up.
Yes, 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 I know.
Oh, why are you looking at me like my bank manager?
I merely object to hearing a lady for whom I have the highest regard compared to a lead pencil.
Well, take my wife. No need to quarrel about her. Now, you'll never imagine to look at Molly that you could wind her around the Albert Hall, take her off cocktails to the Ritz without a break. Hello, Caroline. We've just been talking about you.
Oh, pulling me to pieces, I suppose.
Never.
I've done the washing up. Now, June and Molly started on the silver, and she wants you to come and do something to the boiler, Joe.
By Jove, yes. Needs a shot of coal. I don't know how to do it, though.
Permit me to instruct you.
No, not at all. You drink your port. Do you know anything about stove?
Well, it's going to be a caper in it, Joe.
Well, Beecham, how do you like being an MP?
I feel a little out of place, my lord.
Oh, well, you know, you've done a goodish job today. Apart from all the repercussions in the house.
You have no bitterness against me, then?
Oh, not a bit. Why should I have? It's my profession, politics. You've done your job and you've done it well. But now it's done. I'll go and help them with the boiler.
You say my job is done.
Almost, yes. Not quite. You'll never be a politician, Beecham. No professional at any job is any use in politics. Field marshals, university professors, butlers. None of them are any good. You see, a politician does the odd man's jobs. He lacks the concentration and integrity to specialise. So, Beecham, take my tip and don't degrade yourself. A man who's got a place in life should keep it.
Well, then, what should I do?
Why don't you do what Lloyd George and Ramsay Mack, all of their jobs completed, should have done?
What's that?
Resign. Good night.
Resign. And where have you been, Bessie?
Walking in the woods.
Alone?
Of course I was alone. Oh, I've had this life. I'm through. Society makes me sick. Oh, God, it gets me down. Cold bath water and mothballs. I hope you've done the washing up tonight.
It isn't proper for a man to do them dirty jobs.
My men would have to do it.
Well, that's neither here nor there. Are you in love with Pim?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, don't you like me a little bit, Bess?
Oh, we think you're very strong.
Well, then, don't strong men make fine, handsome husbands for nice, buxom country girls? Hmm?
Oh, you're asking me to marry
you? Oh, strong men don't fall in love with butterflies. They kiss them sometimes, though. You hear me, Bess? I said they kiss him sometimes, though.
Oh, I hurt you, Mr. Charles. Oh, don't, Mr. Charles. Why, I could never be a politician's wife. They get above themselves.
Who says I want to wed you, then?
Who says you don't? Oh, but you'll have to give up being an MP and learn to keep your place. That's straight.
Will you permit me to apologize?
No, not at all. Still, Bessie seems to get around a bit. Correct me if I'm wrong. But she's engaged to Tony, isn't she?
Oh, the situation is a trifle fluid there. It could be solved by statesmanship.
Well, why not go ahead?
Well, it needs self-sacrifice as well.
What rot? If I was your age, I'd know what to do. Go on, man. Go on.
My lord? Yes, thank you. Thank you, my lord.
Oh, Victor, do look where you're going. Dad?
I've gone out.
I'm going in the morning. Write to me, Tony. We've been good pals. You used to like me, Tony. I'm going to kiss you just once more for memory. Sorry, Tony, dear, you are conservative. It's in your blood. It's in your family. It's in your heritage. I know I've lost you, Tony. I was silly. You were stronger minded than I thought. You need your hair cut, Tony, dear. Say something, please. I can't live without you, Tony. I'm not going to live without you, do you hear? I'm going to die. I'm going to shoot myself. Oh, Tony, don't you want to say goodbye?
See you at the funeral.
Oh, my God, what was that? Jude, are you all right? Jude, darling, you're not hurt, are you?
Well, that was Joe, I guess.
Jude, my darling, will you marry me?
Yes. But you'll have to get that job.
Oh, darling, I've been thinking. Landowning's a full-time job, and when Father's agent dies, I'll take his job and run the good old place. But what say you, eh?
That sounds all right. How old's your father's agent?
28. But he gets frightful colds.
Oh, Tony, darling, you're hopeless. Perhaps that's why I love you, though.
Yes, of course it is. Until then, there's always politics.
You've had it as a politician, kid.
Don't you believe it? We listers always come up more than twice.
But where?
Don't be so practical.
Tony! Tony! I've got it at last. Saw it in the moonlight by the cypress tree. Dash, brute. It had a duck right in its jaw. Every time I come into this room, this sort of thing is going on. Where's Beecham? I wish he'd hurry up. I wish he'd come. The beast may not be dead.
It's no use ringing, Joe.
Why not?
You know, Joe. Beecham's our MP. Oh, there he is.
You rang, my lord.
There's a fox and a duck under the cypress tree.
Alive or dead, my lord?
Oh, dead, damn it. Fetch them quick before they disappear.
Yes, very good, my lord.
No. Over there, man.
I can't see where you're pointing, my lord.
Oh, hang the bell. Good God. You can't pick up a fox like that.
No, my lord. I'm finding it a trifle difficult. My lord. Oh, here we are, my lord.
Ah, an old vixen, by Jove. That'll save a century of ducks.
The duck was caught in one of your snares, my lord.
What? Oh, say, damn it.
Benji.
My name is Beecham, miss. I wonder, might I have your lordship's leave to use the telephone?
Yes, rather. Ringing up the field or something, eh? Dashed lovely coat, this fox.
Lister 8-9, please, miss.
If I had that cured, I doubt if Molly had ever known it wasn't some dashed vermin from a Bond Street store.
Hello. Oh, is that the advertiser? Take a story, please. Mr. Benjamin Charles, MP, the newly elected member for Milton East, has decided to abandon the uncertainty of public life in favor of the constancy and unrivaled glory of domestic bliss.
Good Lord.
Yes, this is Mr. Charles himself. No, I am not. I had a single port at 10 o'clock. Hello. Quote continues. I understand that Viscount Pym will contest the ensuing by-election in the interest of... Hello? Hello? Oh, I've been cut off.
I say, It's dash good of you to give it up.
No, not at all, my lord. I feel that you will make an excellent MP. The lessons you have learned will strengthen you on future platforms.
Tory platforms, eh?
Oh, not necessarily, no. I have lately come to the conclusion that provided one's personality is proved, the party one belongs to is quite immaterial, Lord.
Tony, now you've got a job, I will marry you.
Ah. Yes. Well, I've got to put things right with Bessie first.
You need anticipate no trouble on that score, my lord. Huh? She has found no difficulty in wiping the whole incident from her mind.
Oh. Yeah. Well, still, I'd better see her.
I think I'll come and hold your hand.
My lord.
What about this second rod?
Well, the money paid by Avid newspapers will cover that, my lord.
It will, by Jove.
Ah, Bessie, Bessie. I trust your lordship and her ladyship will come to Scotland as our guests.
Oh. You and Bessie? By gad, yes. When?
Well, next month, my lord, if we can take our honeymoon and holiday combined.
Well, of course you can. Dash decent of you, thanks.
Oh, the pleasure will be ours, my lord.
Beecham, is Bessie fish?
Not with rod and line, my lord.
Dash good girl. My God. This duck. It's Clara. Molly. Molly.
Bessie, I've come to the conclusion that an odd man's job is far beneath my dignity. An odd man is an odd man, whether he is a politician or merely carries up coals. I have resigned my seat.
Oh, my darling Ben!
Oh, oh, rat. You, and will you put that luckless duck in the larder, love? Hello. What? Ah, the advertiser. Yes, yes, I know. We were cut off. I am applying for the Chiltern Hundreds. My dear young man, where is your education? To apply for the Chiltern Hundreds is the only means whereby a sitting member may resign his seat, a parliamentary privilege of which, in my opinion, far too few MPs avail themselves. I shall apply tomorrow morning, after I have done the washing up.
Oh, Ben!
My resignation is a purely personal affair. The policy has triumphed, and that is the point. What is that? What is my policy? My policy is this. It is embodied always and forever in the phrase, they also serve who only stand and wait. Good night.
Chiltern Hundreds by William Douglas Hume, with Roland Culver as Lord Lister, Peggy Ann Wood, Lady Lister, Lawrence Payne, Beecham, Jack Watson, Cleghorn, Tim Fearon, Tony, Heather Chasen, Lady Caroline, Pauline Kelly, June, and Sue Withers as Bessie. The play, which came from Bristol, was adapted for radio and produced by Brian Miller.
Heather Chasen is currently appearing in Diaries at the King's Head, Islington. Sue Withers is a member of the Bristol Old Vic Theatre Company.